Okay, so today's learning should be a schos for an ilu neshama for Adir Chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shinaria, as well as a schos for an ilu neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should also be a schos for Fu Shleima. Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Dara. It should also be a schos for Fu Shleima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka, Chaim Tov ben Menorach, Chanalei Bashein Dorach, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in the Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today we're going to do very appropriate. We're going to do the topic of Halbana, embarrassing somebody. So he says, like humiliating others. So he says, Yadua, we're on page 575. Yadua, it's well known. The
Who's at
severity of
575?
the iser of humiliating another person in public. That you have no chelik in olam haba, as the Gemara Baba Metzia tells us. It's better to be thrown into a furnace of fire and be burnt up rather than shame someone else publicly. And we know this from Yehuda that Tamar, rather than embarrass Yehuda, was willing to be burnt. Due to our sins, many people from the many unlearned people, when they're fighting, they curse and insult each other, and each one starts bringing up the past. So you get into a fight with someone else, and it becomes public, and you start making accusations one to the other, cursing the other guy out, telling him what an ice fire he is, pointing out what he did wrong in the past, right? How you've always been an ice fire and you never do anything right. And this is never what people do. Not only that, then you start making generalizations and you start saying things that aren't even true. Even though this is very severe, because now already you're in Moitzi Shemra territory when you're saying something that's not true. But when you insult him, that when you cite what a person is doing wrong, then that's actually worse. He says, regarding something that's really not true, it's not so embarrassing. Then when you say something that is true, one of the worst forms of Lashon Hara is when you talk about what somebody used to do. You say a sin that someone who's a Baal Tshuva used to do. And that, because what makes that so severe is besides the sin of Lashon Hara and besides the embarrassment, but now you're making it harder for other people to do tshuva. Because they're going to say, what's the point of doing tshuva? People are just going to mock me and make fun of what I used to be. Right? So, and we're not even talking now about someone who's off the derech. We're talking now even about a little thing. Let's say someone wants to make a Kabbalah, but he sees that when other people make Kabbalahs, people mock that person. Oh, you're so good, you don't talk during Kaddish. Oh, you're so good, you don't talk with your tefillin on. And now people make fun of that. So the guy's going to say, why should I make a Kabbalah altogether? People are just going to mock me for it. So you're putting up a roadblock in front of people who want to improve. And so that's what makes it even worse. But the embarrassment part is also very severe. He says, what happens is when you embarrass someone, the blood leaves his face becomes white like a corpse. And that's why it's almost like murder. And what's worse is that someone who does this, someone who regularly embarrasses other people, he makes little remarks and jokes and comments at people's expense. The problem is he doesn't even realize what he's doing half the time, and therefore he doesn't even do tshuva. What I do so wrong? First of all, I said the truth, and second of all, it wasn't such a severe thing that I did. And he doesn't take to heart. He doesn't realize what severe avera he did. So that's aspect number one, is that we have to be very careful when we're talking to other people, interacting with other people, not to chas v'shalom humiliate them publicly. And he says, and because it's such a severe avera, you have to be careful. Sometimes you don't even know that you're doing it. Because sometimes what happens is that you're speaking about an actions that someone did in front of them, and you're not even realizing that you're embarrassing the guy. Some people do not like to be talked about, and when they're talked about, even positively, it embarrasses them. And so this is something that you have to be really careful about, because you don't even realize you're harming the person. And even though you're not intending, this man has become ensnared, basically, in a web of humiliating others. V'lochein, and therefore, yafashtika, quiet is the best tool. Ki b'roiv devarim lo yechdal pesha, because if you talk too much, you're going to run into problems. There's a lot of problems with talking, and therefore, it's better not to talk. It's better to be quiet. You avoid a lot of problems. However, there is one situation where it is not only appropriate, not only mutter, but actually appropriate to embarrass someone publicly. Amnam le'afrusha me'isur shari, to stop a person from sinning, then it's permitted to shame him. He going, for example, is sha'ever al divrei tari. You have someone who's doing an avera. U'moichichai al panov b'seiser kedas malasais. And you try to tell him to do better privately, but he doesn't listen. V'hu machzik b'tomasai. He continues down the path. Saif, saif. In the end, roy lechar for the god for the albino berabim. So then, as a last resort, it's fitting to embarrass him publicly and humiliate him. Leman yashem idarkei rav yelch b'derech tovim. If that's going to finally get him to do better. So if you have someone who you spoke to him privately and it's not working, then if you know, and you have to know this, that embarrassing him publicly will work, will stop him from what he's doing. So then it's mutter to shame him in order to get him to stop from his avera. And that's what a lot of people do when someone is in a sirav, when someone's refusing to come to Bezdin. A lot of times they'll publicly shame the person and send his name around, hoping that the pressure that you put on him is going to motivate him to listen to Bezdin. But again, it's a very, very a dangerous road to walk, because you're publicly embarrassing someone, and you have to know that, you know, it's possible to work. If the guy is such a machzik in his avera that he's not going to be embarrassed, and all you're doing is strengthening him and his resolve not to listen, so then that's you're going to get an avera for doing it. So you have to know, you have to really be well aware of the circumstances to know that this is the proper way to go about it, to get the person to motivate him to actually do tshuva. But the point that we should take from here is the seriousness of the of halbana, of embarrassing someone, and we should run in the other direction whenever we come even close near a situation possibly offending somebody.